favorites. And I'd ask him if he'd just go ahead and read this out for us.
Okay, I'll make a try at it, Andy. I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "Nah, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your flagpole has leaned a bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat," and I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night Francis Scott Key sat watching it writing, 'Oh, say, can you see?' And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Packingham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got a cut with a sword in Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low by the time it was through. She was in Korea and Vietnam, and she went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from her ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving her back here at home. In her own good land, she's been abused, she's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, take her down every night. We don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
Amen.
Very fitting for the 4th of July.
Thank you, Commissioner Bousman. Appreciate that. Happy Independence Day to everyone. Yeah. All right. Has everyone had an opportunity to read the minutes?
I move to approve, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes as presented from our last meeting. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Butch, let's go to work.
Been going down to Brian Gray to look at some of these rock jobs. There's several showed up. And one of the bigger ones is down by Jay McGinnis. It's going to be a pretty big one. I'm going to haul, like, try to get like 400 loads down there and see if that don't help it anyway. So it'll probably take more for next year. But with all these jobs, I figure it's going to be over $200,000. So. And I've also been talking with is it NCRS?
NRCS.
They might be able to fund some of this. I don't know. I'm going to meet with them after the meeting, Jennifer Hayward, and we're going to go out and look at some of the projects, see if they qualify. And then it goes the next step, next step. But even if we do the jobs, we may get something back on them. So we'll see. Because there is quite a bunch of rocks we're going to need.
Yeah.
And we'll probably haul a lot of the rocks and put them in ourselves, but maybe have them hauled. There's Vickery's, Jay's, some out by Benny Pearson. There's a little dike there that we have, and I think that might be it. Oh, finish up with Bob Beard's. Mm-hmm. A little bit there. Let's talk about this easement we're getting from Nancy Ismerchad. Do they have to sign something for that?
I think the way that sets is
She does.
Chad is going to meet probably with you and Mike and discuss it before it goes much further. So I think that's where it stands.
So when does that happen?
I don't have that answer.
Okay.
The survey work is done. I know that, but I think Chad's requested an onsite, so I assume maybe next week sometime, this week sometime.
Oh, okay. I was hoping to get some of that done today, but I guess that's good enough. How about the Muddy Ridge Road?
I sent that email that I forwarded you to all the commissioners, and it's similar to what we did on Irish Canyon Road. The county accepted the easement from BLM on that road just as a means to preserve public access. It doesn't mean we do anything with the road. Problem with one on Big Sandy, you get to Muddy Ridge, is the bridge. That said, when Brooke Lee was brought it up, we were visiting at that Forest Collaborative last week, he said he thinks he's got a way through the state maybe to get funding to replace that bridge. So if we could get the bridge replaced and if we could get a permanent easement from BLM, then my recommendation would be that we accept it. But I wanted your thoughts on it. I know a lot of people use that. A lot of people cut firewood up there hunting. It's important for public access.
That's calls this weekend on people worried about getting their trailers crossed and parking up there.
Yeah.
And I was down there a couple weeks ago and brought some cattle through, and it was falling through on the abutment on the end of the side. It washed, undermined it, and then when they'd step on it, it popped through and go down into rocks.
So is it impassable now?
Well, it wasn't then, but a horse fell through it, so it might be by now. I don't know. They're just going to throw some rocks in the holes, so I don't know. It's just sitting on rocks. It's an old railroad car. Not much. But I'd suggest we get at least 100-foot easement with the option of maybe when they put the bridge in, maybe we could move it and get it out of that sharp corner or even angle it or something. Because you wind around that hill and zigzag back, and then you got to shoot, cut right back and cross it. It's a tough crossing.
Why don't you visit with Brooke Lee and...
Yeah, it's all for state there, so they should...
Yeah, it's the state of Wyoming. It's their bridge.
State forestry.
And, state forestry. I guess the state forestry put it in. I don't know.
No.
It was a logging thing,
and Tommy Thompson put it in. I remember him doing it. Long time ago.
At his own expense, or did the
state?
Well,
it was part of the deal for getting the trees up.
Yeah, so it was working with state forestry, probably.
I think that logging was on state, but I'm not positive, but I think it was. But
if we could get state to round up the money to replace that bridge, it'd be a worthwhile deal.
Yeah,
it's not a county road, so
we blazed it in the past. We always for even when McGinnis was here, we used to blaze it for that forester. What was his name? Remember?
For the former state forester.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've done it ever since. Occasionally.
The mustache. His name.
Can't remember.
Brooke Lee is the guy.
Yeah.
Back in the old days.
Dana Stone.
Yeah.
Dana Stone.
Yeah. Okay, been talking with Forest Service about getting rocks for these rock jobs, and I talked them into that pile that's there by the old pit, and then they give it away to somebody else, and I got that stopped and said no. That was ours. So hopefully I got that settled. And then Don Cranadon called.
Who just walked in. Come on up, Don.
All right. So we'll let him tell us about the gravel pits.
Go ahead and have a seat there, Don.
If that just in time, Don.
Two things on the gravel pit. we already discussed a little, you know, a little conversation earlier, but we're looking to gravel Horse Creek parking lot and looking for a nearby pit to put it in, or to take from, to put it in into Horse Creek parking lot to save us some money. We do have a grant for that project, although it's probably going to be insufficient for what we want to do. Our hopes is to double the size of that parking lot. The NEEP is already done for that. In conjunction with that desire, I've been working with internal specialists to establish pits on the Forest Service at our major gateways. One of the things that precipitated this is a long-standing discussion on the gravel pit at Middle Piney. It has some archaeological concerns. I'm trying to work through that. In the long term, I'd hope to establish a partnership with the county on our on gravel pits on the Forest Service, partnership with the county and the BLM, where we could all, it would be a win-win for everybody, savings and truck time, and for everybody, and partnerships similar to what we have in Fisherman's Creek pit. I'm not sure if gravel is available from the county pit for the horse project or not. It would be great. Our intent is to truck it, contract at the trucking, whether we can get that or not.
All we have up at the Beaver Pit is pit run. It's pretty coarse. We don't have any crush up there right now, so it's pretty good size stuff. Unless you screened it down, then it'd be a little dirtier. So that's all we got up there.
Okay, Tom.
Sounds to me like was your best option. Just pitch close and he's bound to have product in this instance.
Okay. Okay, so I don't see any reason why we shouldn't pursue gravel pits on the forest in a partnership with the county. I don't see that as a conflict at all.
Okay, so would there be a possibility for arrangement we would exchange material and permit access for crushing on those in the future, on forest permits like we do?
We've done stuff like that in the past, but it's usually they get maybe a fourth or a fifth, and we get the rest. So why not 5 yards? So if we're doing the crushing,
okay.
Or you might do it if you're going to end up doing this thing about crushing is they pay their share, we pay ours.
How does the agreement work up in up at Fish?
We don't give them enough.
It's maybe pretty good agreement there.
It's the state that we have. The state crushes for us in exchange for using that.
Okay. So what's the...
We did give them some 2 years ago out of a pile.
Mr. Chairman, I guess a couple of things. We've had ongoing discussion on in conjunction if we ever get an easement on LaBarge Creek Road, that we would need a pit up there on the forest in order to maintain that upper end of that road. And Don mentioned this morning that their engineer is, that's one of their priorities. But without having a road and the ability to get through to maintain it, do we go ahead with a permit anyway, Butch, or do we get it in place with the understanding that we're probably not going to crush anything up there until we get the easement for the road? What's your thoughts on it?
Well, you'd pretty well solve it all if you could get that crush down there on that BLM part, that point.
Oh, on that slide rock point.
Yeah, that would be below the closed road section anyway.
Yeah.
So, and then they'd have to haul it a little further instead of us hauling it the 3 or 4 miles, whatever it was, up to that pit location we looked at.
Have you picked out a pit on Forest?
We looked at a couple. The one that was closest probably won't work because it was right next to the road, and I don't think you could crush with traffic going by. Mm-hmm. I don't know what kind of, I don't see how you'd have room to crush right there. It's just a bad spot.
Is that the only place on Forest that you identified?
No, there was another one up there, and it was up above the second bridge. So it'd be, it's about four miles up there, across that, you know, where the water runs over the road all the time up there, basically. It's kind of a...
Not too familiar with the Kemmer district. I know they crushed some up on top of Thompson Pass, but I assume that's too far away.
Oh, yeah, that's way too far. Yeah, if we got the truck up very far, we might as well get it down there at basic. I mean, it's already crushed. That's where we got it the last time when we did
that. Yeah, they did talk about, you know, when I brought up doing this, they talked on us. They said, you know, one of the higher priorities was getting a pit on Forest, but if you haven't identified one that would work.
Well, the best one I've seen is
on the BLM.
One on the BLM. And hopefully it.
And we don't know where we're at on that. If we
that's in that wilderness study thing.
Oh, you're out of luck.
So if that gets resolved, then that may be become an opportunity.
Yeah, it slid right down to that point. It's
right along the road.
Is there any stuff outside of the wilderness study area? There is
a well, it's up there ways. That's it, one way up there. And we haven't even got to dig test holes, so we still don't know for sure what's there. Just by the shoulder of the road, it's all we got to go on. So we've tried to get test holes for I don't know how many years now, and that's never worked. They've always told us it would work, but we still have not got permission all this time.
I can work with Adrian. I don't know how far I'll get, but most likely I could probably work with Adrian to try to lump the NEPA for all this in one swoop.
Until we get that easement, then we got 2 miles of bad road we got to drive through to haul the gravel, not counting that 3 or 4 miles of Forest Service. So it's a long ways up there. And then we'd have to maintain that. So
is it in the county's interest to even for me to pursue the Forest Service gravel pit on the barge with Adrian, or are you guys not interested?
Well, it'd be nice to dig some test holes and see what we got, and then see how this thing's. Keep working on that thing there at the BLM.
So for now, you think it'd be good
it's a long ways
to
up
do
there.
Some test holes just to see what there is, but with no.
If we got to haul through that bad part of that road, that's bad.
How much bad on Forest Service is there?
It's pretty good. It's just narrow. So we'd have to.
So you could get the trucks up to that Forest Service area and haul down. You just have to get through it the first time, right?
Yeah, that's fixing that hole wouldn't be too big a deal as far as that goes. It's just slow.
And you think if we got that pit, Bob would feel good about things?
Well, your guess is as good as mine. I've thought that thing was going through about 50 times so far. Hasn't yet. I don't know. I was going to make him an offer, see if it don't work. Like, if you sign with the condition that Eccles signs within a certain amount of time, then it should go through. If that doesn't work, you get it back. Because he says if Eccles will sign, he'll sign.
Huh. So would it be any advantage if we took the approach that, or if Bob was to take the approach that his easement for a regular county road would be contingent upon, if we have the test holes, we make it contingent on the Forest Service and the county a pit for maintenance? Would that jar things?
That's what he asked for at one time, so I don't know how, if it'll change his mind or what, you know.
So let's go ahead with the test holes so we know what's there, and then whether we put in a pit or not on the Forest would be contingent on having an easement for that piece of road. So then what I'm trying to do is put the ball in his court, so to speak, and maybe provide an incentive if that's his heartburn, or one of his heartburns is that the Forest Service should be giving the county a gravel pit on the forest for road maintenance. That would say that issue was the only thing holding that up is the fact that we don't have an easement. Does that make any sense?
It does, if that's what he feels today.
Yeah, that's right. I understand. I don't know.
That's what he said one time.
Commissioner Burnett.
I'm trying to follow this in terms of how this ties into the Forest Service request for Horse Creek. It kind of got sidetracked. It never came back to
that. Some of the reason why it does is I've been pressuring Forest Service specialists for gravel pits, and I'm pushing forward. Part of the argument I've been using, particularly for the Middle Pine pit, is in a conversation with Clutch, is he said that would be advantageous for all of us. And there's a reason for that, because it saves everybody truck time. If we could get a partnership on crush for material type deal, then it makes it, because they've really resisted going back in there because of the archaeological stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone around, looked. I don't have to destroy any other resources. I don't have to build roads. There isn't, until I'm long dead, supply of gravel there or rock. And so, if I can say, anytime I can say I've got multiple partners interested, it's going to save us money, and it's in the interest of public safety, which it is, then it makes my case easier for them to say, okay, this resource is a lower priority than that resource or public safety because of all the. Right now, we need to do a better job of maintaining the roads, and when they're not well maintained, they're less safe.
I guess the reason I'm asking, maybe this is too blunt, but if we were to give you the gravel to help with the project with Horse Creek, the county is actually helping the Forest Service out. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. So is it unexpected for us to say, is there anything you can do to help us out? Is that not a fair statement? I mean, in other words, and I hate to use this term because it can be misrepresented. I'll scratch your back if you scratch mine.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're looking at the county to supply gravel for that project,
mm-hmm.
is there something that can help the county out with regards for helping you with the gravel?
Let me draw the circle a little bit better.
Okay.
That would be true. The reason why this other stuff came up is in talking about the Horse Creek parking lot and asking for gravel, the county expressed to me that there were sensitivities over gravel.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that thought, my question came up, does that mean that the county is not interested in partnering in these other areas? Because then I could no longer use that argument to justify these other pits.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to go forward with these other permits, whether or not you guys can do the Horse Creek thing with these other pits.
I was just trying to tie it together.
So if you guys can't for political reasons, it's not going to make me take my ball and go home. I understand those issues. But it does change my argument internally if the county is not interested or can't partner and doesn't have an interest in these other pits. Because then my argument for putting it on the county line or on the forest line is not really valid. And so I'm going to look at deeper pits if you guys aren't interested.
Okay, just as a correction, our concern is more financial than political. I don't know where the political part comes from.
Our concern is in being in direct competition with private industry.
Right.
That's our concern.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I can't say it's political.
Yeah.
I mean, so clear that up? Yeah.
How much gravel do they need for that project? If you don't give me gravel,
I'm not going to partner with you. I understand those.
How concerns. Much gravel is needed for that?
Probably 50 to 60 truckloads.
So 2,000 yards is what we thought. Yeah. But in discussing this morning, then, between you and Tom, it's probably going to be best just to get it from Cole.
It sounds like, since you don't have any.
There's no crush up there.
But that's not going to jeopardize whether or not I pursue pits. If you guys can't, if it's not a benefit to you guys, to the county, to have pits on the forest boundary and partner on that, then I will look deeper on the forest. You know, that's the only change.
Yeah, I think generally speaking, it is in our best interest to have
which
part of it does. Yeah, absolutely. It's just not going to work for Horse Creek.
So yeah, what about?
We've tried a long time to get something like that done.
So, what is the Middle Plain pit? What are we talking? Where is?
There's one just up there above them cabins. That's probably the one you're talking.
No, it's the one right there.
It's built through the cattle guard.
So you got the forest boundary, and then you have the Coal Creek Road. You go up just a little further where it narrows, and there's a pit that they've used on a couple occasions. What came up is there's some archaeological resources there that most people are aware of. But the concern is not damaging the archaeological resource itself. The concern has been damaged the visual view from there. Parts of the view is important. Parts of it, I don't think, are as significant to the site. The gravel, as long as we don't move the archaeological site, I don't feel the gravel, but I'm not an archaeologist. So I'm trying to make that discussion that impacting that view is less of a priority than public safety and maintaining our roads. And in order to do that, we have to get gravel and rock at a reasonable cost and a reasonable haul cost. And I'm trying to make the argument that it's in our best interest to partner with the county at that site.
Your priorities for getting gravel at strategic locations for reasonable cost is identical to what's been the county's priority
right.
for years.
Right.
So I guess my question for Butch is it make sense to approach a county pit where he's talking about.
I'm not sure where he's talking about. Probably ought to go look.
So why don't you go
test
look
holes and stuff
and
like
see
that?
Well, it's what we've talked about.
The one up around
up Middle Piney, you go in right where the rock narrows, is that big scree slope where the Forest Service has had a pit in the past.
Okay, let's place it.
It's just below the
cabin. It's a visual thing, and the one up the Bard's Creek would be right on the next to the road also.
See, that one, I can't speak for Adrian. So if you look at Middle Piney, there's concern, South Piney, there's concerns because it's on the land or trail, archaeological. Doesn't mean you can't. Then there's concerns with this one because of visual concerns in relationship to that archaeological site. I don't know that there's that same concern on the Barge Creek.
Well, doing something would be better than nothing, I'd say that.
The short answer is, yeah, we're interested in partnershiping with the Forest Service for pits on forest land, absolutely.
And I like the idea of having Crusher up there. You pay your half, we pay ours. How many yards you want, you just pay for it.
So what the deal we have with the state is they crush, you know, so many a year in exchange for the rock that they use, and they use probably 10 to 1 or more what we use.
Okay. Tom, you had a comment.
I think we all agree on partnership of the pit as far as competing with the private contractors crushing. I have partnered with that. There's going to have to be some real monetary numbers put on something there as far as what Doc says, what we get out of it. But as far as us crushing for other entities, I don't care for that myself.
I wasn't actually going us crushing. I was saying.
Well, no, and that's what you stated in the last comment.
If you're gonna hire
you've mentioned us crushing like more than once in this conversation.
Yeah, and the reason why is when typically if we would sell rock to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just in lieu of the price for the rock. So. And that's what we have with the state. I'm not too familiar with the arrangement in the county. That's the arrangement we have with the state of Wyoming.
We agree on that, don't we? I mean, contracting crushing is not something we want to get into.
Oh, I thought that's what we was getting.
We've done it before.
Okay. Well,
I must be missing something.
We're competing with private enterprise
No,
that is private enterprise, Tom, when you contract with a private guy to crush.
If our crusher is going into pits,
we're talking about product. We're just talking about contracting with a private crusher.
Oh, well, if we do private, yes. Sorry.
And that is private enterprise.
Mm-hmm. If we use private companies to do the crushing, yes.
Well, so in exchange for the rock, before, you guys have crushed
on BLM and Forest. I mean, never come up an issue.
Private crusher comes in, they pay for what they get crushed, we pay for what we get crushed.
That's fine. I just don't want to see our crusher.
And if they charge us for the rock, then we deduct that off or whatever.
Yep.
I think the price of the crushing, we see how much it's going to end up costing us for theirs and ours. See what it's going to cost. If it's going to be too much, but bag it right then.
The first thing to do is for Butch and Don to get together, go look at these pits and see if we can come to an agreement on those and see if they're worth pursuing.
That's the first step.
That's the first step.
Yep.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Let's move forward from that.
Okay.
And see, the other thing is Butch said, if the bid to come in with a private crusher is $14 a yard and we can bring ours in for $250, that changes the whole thing.
Well,
so it all depends on the price.
And 1 to 10 isn't a bad deal either, right?
No, it's not on the gravel. That's reasonable.
Okay. Well, we know which we've got an action item then.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll continue to pursue the NEPA, and I'll discuss with Adrienne there on the Kemmer Ranger District if she's interested in just lumping it all in one big NEPA.
That would be good. And if, as Butch said, if we can find a spot to do some test holes, then we'll know what we're dealing with, and then it gives Butch he can go to Bob and say, here's the options, this is a good location, it's a good pit. And maybe that could be used to help get an easement.
We haven't crushed much slide rock so far. We did some samples. It's not as good as regular gravel, but it's better than nothing. So I think I've always thought it would be better than nothing. So it is. I'd say we try that, but yeah, that's it. I'm gonna probably try.
Help me understand it.
Well, we've never done any slide rock, and it's not as hard as regular gravel, so. I would guess the life of it isn't going to be as long, but it's going to be pretty long.
Have you found in the Wyoming range any great rock anywhere?
Well, that one pit that we haven't done the test holes on is cobbled.
Okay.
It's not slide. It's up above that fish tank.
I would admit the slide rock, it's intermingled with some pretty soft stuff. It has some hard stuff and some soft.
Yeah.
But if you found a source of all hard, that'd be great.
Yeah. Well, some other places probably won't have it. Now, you might get something there at McDougal. If you're buddying up with the BLM, we talked about McDougal. They have property just side of the Forest Service there. And there's small pits in that.
Is that WSA? Wilderness
Studies. No, it's not. It's McDougal, so it's
White Fort North.
Tell me this, Butch, before we're eating up a lot of time.
Sorry.
Here. Have we ever went directly to BLM and asked to get some samples of that point that you're talking about below Harrowers to see what it is? We never have it.
Well, we stole some.
We're assuming because it's wilderness study area, we can't say that out loud. I don't know that we've been told that.
We're not supposed to touch anything over the side of the road.
That was a few years ago. That's not necessarily the case now.
Well, I don't know what the case is.
I can't speak for the BLM. In my experience at the BLM, at the past office,
But it
would be near impossible without congressional change in the delegation of FWSA. But I'm not saying not to ask, but at the BLM that I was at before on WSA, just
part of what enters into that is the Forest Service already has an easement across that WSA. been existence before it was a WSA.
If the easement's wide enough to say, and you were within that, you might get away with it.
I don't know that that's within it. I don't know that it overlaps, but just an example of that particular WSA. It's got in holdings in it. They haven't shut that off. So anyway.
With private ground in.
Yeah. But it might get resolved in the next 6 months.
Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Mark, you have a comment?
Before Don leaves, a couple of questions. The access to the McKee pit, the bond grant status. SF-299 has been in since February. McKee pit.
Is that the one through Rob?
No, it's our bond grant. We wouldn't look by Don.
Does it go through Rob or through Don?
I guess it's in Don.
It's in Don.
Yeah, he has a whole back.
I remember you should. Oh, that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just have to finish NEPA. It's going to be no problem. I mean, no problem whatsoever.
That'd be cool.
Our lands folks are just. So I'm actually doing that kind of on the side myself in summertime. So it's not going to be a problem at all.
Okay, thank you. And the second one is a long-term plan for Del Creek Slide.
Yeah, working on that.
Okay.
So.
We'll get the cat up there, so I'm going to go up there.
How'd your short-term fix go?
I think it looks pretty good. I'm going to go up and smooth off them piles I dug out with the track up because it's muddy. So I'll smooth them up and then grass over and it'll be like high road for next time if you have to redig.
Both sides are holding up great, but
yeah, it looks
I've been up and down them
to dry
this
up.
Weekend.
Yeah. When I smooth them out, they'll look a little better.
Yeah. They're working great. The water's going down.
You probably saw the reason why you haven't been able to get pits on the forest is you had a ranger that been in long enough to. So that's probably most of the source of your heartburn.
Cool.
Thanks, Don.
Thank you, Don. Appreciate it. Okay.
Thanks,
John. Go ahead, Butch. What else you got?
Well, Brian, what you got something?
I think
I covered it unless you was.
Just working on the permits, but I don't have anything to present yet. So.
Yeah, he's got plenty of permits. So. And we got permission from the landowner, so these things will probably happen so we can get going on the rock hauling with the permission from the landowner. So we can do that way before we get the permit in order to put in rocks. So we probably won't get the permits till this fall, would be my guess. That'll give us time with Jennifer also. She'll look today and she can say yes or no.
Mark?
Small asphalt projects were awarded, the one on Big Viney Medical Clinic and on the fairgrounds. Industrial site, Bennett and Mag, that portion of the road they had done on Friday. Some people were happy about the Mag, but that's the way it has to happen. So,
pretty good.
And again, Bennett's doing a great job. They've been nice to work with this time around. So. They're working on topsoil stripping on the rest of it. We did get exception request approved, so we got it a week ago, basically. The 4-H bid manual will be out this week for the drainage around the 4-H building. We're working on the manuals for crushing at 3 separate pits in the county, and we'll bid that out. Talked about Little Piney. Skyline, the rock plan. Mike sent a request to MICA with Central Federal Lands, getting him to state that the rock was a waste product.
Okay.
Worked in that direction. Sent the survey tens to him on the areas that Butch wants dug out. And everybody got copies of the lot plan. Something just for further discussion.
Right.
Mike's still working on that through MICA, trying to get.
I think we need to have a
direction
from MICA in helping us.
Okay. Did you get Matt's response?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem there.
I got a few things on it too, and I'll just tell you later.
Okay. And that's all that I have this week.
Okay.
I had one more thing though.
Yeah, go ahead.
I met with Forest Service up there also, and they want a approach put in so they can get some for firewood access, and that point that we need dug back, they're going to go in there and log that off for us. We'll put a buffer around that, and they'll use it as firewood, and they're going to do it themselves. And that's where we need to go up and put a distance on that, whether we bench it or whether we slope it back, either or. They'll cut that timber all back for us and have that done, so we won't have to put that in the project. So
that's good.
And we'll put in the approach to get off of there. So it's not a big deal to us. Worthwhile,
but good. Excellent. Anything else, Butch?
No, I should do
it.
I just had a question for Mark. When you were referring to Chad Espenshad regarding that project, he's wanted to meet. Is he negotiating something different than what was originally suggested? Do you know? Additional?
I don't. The only thing I know is that the owner of the property, he's president of the
right,
whatever the corp is, and he wanted to meet and talk first. So there were some ditches in there and some issues that he had, so that was the reason that he wanted to meet and talk.
Okay.
Before it was just blanket granted.
Well, okay. As long as we have it in writing.
Tom?
I just have a question. I guess it pertains to all of you, Butch mostly. Answer the wording to a county road is if someone brings their county road up to county standards, then we adopt it.
Explain
it's
that. How you can adopt it. It's not necessarily meaning you do adopt it.
Doesn't mean you have to.
Is there some wording in there that leaves us the leeway whether we adopt it or not?
Well, yeah, like can we afford to adopt it and stuff like that? Yeah. Do we need to do the maintenance on it? There's all kinds of issues, why or why not?
I was just wondering if we need to look at the wording on that, so it gave us the option.
Is that in a policy? Is that a, what is that?
Yeah,
is
it to form a county road, you have to file a petition. We have to hold a hearing.
Are you talking about the muddy?
No, I'm just saying in the future there's a lot of discussion.
A road
in some of these subdivisions where they're trying to get to a county standard, and whether we adopt them or not, I don't want to be.
Yeah, and there's some issues on easements, and I mean, you want if you start getting into these subdivisions, what's going to happen is you're going to have more roads than you can maintain. But if you do for one, you almost have to do more.
Mary, it's a petition process then?
There's a petition. You guys conduct a hearing.
Okay.
There have been, in some cases, where the county has made an agreement with them and said if you get your roads up to county standards, we get the easements, we have to have the easements. There has to be a survey.
Advertising.
Advertising.
So we're not held to that. I mean, we can still say no.
Yeah.
Yes. You can't say
there's nothing.
That's
in
basically
language.
The process we did on Meadowlark.
Yeah. It's just, that process. Yeah.
Is that the process? Or let's use, for example, to help me understand. Up on the hill here, we recently took over a subdivision up there, right, Butch?
Well, we had an agreement with them.
Okay.
Prior to all
a
of that.
A prior agreement.
Yeah, we had a prior agreement with them. They went through, one of the issues that we had is their approach wasn't acceptable, so they had to fix the approach, and that was part of the road project.
When we did the Fremont Lake Road,
We raised
the road a couple of feet to compensate, so they cut theirs down a little ways. It still runs off downhill into there. So, like,
yeah,
it gets icy. It's a bad spot.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to get out of it, they took it. So, that's what happened.
It's not automatic.
Okay, that was my question.
Yeah,
I just
it's
wanted to make
automatic.
Sure we weren't locked into something without. Okay. Thank you.
One of the things we found, even with the Class 2 roads, when it was in operation, is that the easements are not easy.
Mm-hmm.
People aren't willing to give up those permanent easements.
That's usually the stake and void.
Yeah.
Okay.
Skyler?
I've worked on a couple projects with Matt, which has been okay. Not quite Bart, but okay. Wrote a letter to a surveyor in Teton County about how we like to see certain plats down here. And the BLM permanent easement project is going good. I have decided to break it up, and instead of doing one very large document, I'll do several. It'll be easier for me to check. It'll be easier for Mary's people to index, and then we'll get some incremental accomplishment that way. So that's good. There's 30 roads that they extended or changed the expiration date to permanent, and I'm up to 12 now.
Okay.
So.
Good.
Yeah.
So what precludes them from just automatically changing all of them in one letter or whatever to permanent easements?
Well, they did that pretty much, Joel. Two sets of letters, actually. Mostly because some of the serial numbers were listed wrong in the first batch. But they don't... It's just a letter to the county. It doesn't get indexed against the lands. Is that what you're asking?
Well,
why aren't they all? Because there are as 2477 roads.
Yeah,
why, that's why they're not permanent.
Simple, so Mary can record it and we're done with it.
No, they just gave us a letter that said that these are now permanent. Well, without the legal descriptions of the lands, I can't post them against the land. So they're not in the land records at all. And that's what we're trying to achieve, is we're trying to get them in the land record.
Where they're recordable and they're done.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
if you could give me an outline of what needs to happen to put me in a position if I'm meeting with the Secretary of Interior's people. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
To say this is what needs to happen on RS to get back to recordable easements to address this issue on RS 2477.
Well, to build a little bit
two
on
different things,
what Mary's mentioned there, all these conversions that we got are on FLIPMA easements. And so that's what I discovered when I said last time that I thought some of them hadn't been included. And that's because they were either in whole or in part RS 2477 easements. And RS 2477 easements don't have a expiration date anyway.
I know that.
So they did not include those in this FLIPMA letter. So they're kind of a separate deal. I don't know about what. Are you looking for the BLM?
I'm looking to convert all FLIPMA easements to RS 2477.
Oh, you are? That's a different thought. I hadn't thought about that. We'll have to discuss that more if you would like to.
That's why they went to FLIPMA. So
I know. Exactly.
Right.
So I don't think you'll get it.
The other part of that is anytime you change an RS 2477, whatever part you change becomes FLIPMA, which doesn't make any sense either.
Mm-hmm. Well, we might have a chance to resolve some of this. That's what I'm saying. And I need to have my ducks in a row if I'm going to have that discussion with the right people to address it.
Yeah. I noticed on Espenscheid Road, on that FLIPMA easement, they noted that the county does not give up any of their 2477 claims in that. But I don't think that's typical in our FLIPMA easements.
Yeah.
That one was kind of an exception.
The final decision on RS 2477 is not Congress, it's the Secretary.
Is it really? Okay.
That's what's been holding that up for years. And that might be a different attitude now. That's why it's timely.
That would be good.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
I'll get you whatever
That'd
I can
be
get
great.
You.
Yeah. Thank you, gentlemen.
Appreciate
you.
That.
For the time.
Yeah, you too, Mark. I didn't realize that was secretarial and not congressional.
Yeah.
It's been involved ballpark in the
really?
Department of Interior to interpret the language.
Okay. Awesome.
And then managers refused to take action.
Yeah.
I don't know what they did with
the
current climate bill.
All right.
Congressionally.
Okay. That's good.
With the right secretary, you don't need to bill.
Yeah. Flip is right. Good.
That flip.
On
federal.
Come on up.
It gives basic way they can give the easement, but control over what happens to it. For RS-247,
this came directly to our facility, and it's the permit, or it's whatever it is, that grants you easement for the landfill access across BLM that has to be updated. And I don't have the first clue anything about this, so there it is.
So is this an expired
easement? I don't have a clue. Here you go.
Thanks, Ron.
You're welcome. Handled as should be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is a renewal, 30-year renewal. What's the road down there?
Is
that what it is?
No, it's 10 county, yeah, 10 County Road 215.
250, okay.
I remember that one. I can't remember the one I live on, but I remember that one.
What's the name of it?
Landfill Road, I think. Marbleton Landfill.
Okay. So this is an easement across BLM going into the landfill?
Going into the landfill.
Didn't know that. How long has that, that landfill been there? 30 years?
No.
I didn't think so.
No.
It has.
Has it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Landfill
probably
was there.
Otherwise, why would we have it?
We wouldn't be renewing it.
Well,
landfill's been here longer than I have.
It shows it as one of the ones that were converted to permit.
So we
okay.
Where's this? Is this coming out of the Findell office? I guess it is. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Sure. That's Kayla. Well, we can just send them a notice.
Send them a copy of the letter
copy
and say
letter,
this
yeah.
was converted.
Yeah.
Thanks for
I'll get
your
that
time.
To you. Is that what you want?
No, sir.
No, that's not what you want.
Well, I don't know what I want.
Oh, okay.
What I want is to know that it's dealt with mm-hmm. by the proper person to deal with it, which I don't believe is me. Because
okay.
I'm certainly not the one going to sign it.
All right. I can provide them with a copy of the letter and request acknowledgement that it is. Not
so,
in need of
Skyler, would you just kind of walk this through and help
sure.
on with this and make
yeah.
sure it gets done?
I'd be glad to.
Okay, thank you.
ASAP.
Yep, right away.
Before tomorrow.
Not today.
Before tomorrow.
Not tomorrow.
Okay. I'm really good with that because I'm kind of busy.
Okay.
Okay. But this, I didn't know what to do. That I thought this was the correct approach with that.
Very good.
Yeah, I'm surprised they did it fixed. Sent this. Yeah, we can get that fixed.
Okay. Thanks, Kyler.
Maybe Caleb's not quite as up to speed on this as some of the previous.
Well, all of those others
Chief
came
manager.
From Cheyenne.
Yeah.
So the locals, I would imagine, don't know, maybe.
Well, soon, didn't they? Oh, then. Well, it's on the Pinedale letterhand. Let's see who signed this. Larry Jensen? Who's Larry Jensen? Do you know Larry?
He used to be BLM office out here.
Okay.
He was in the Cheyenne office.
He's in Cheyenne.
Oh, okay.
They all came from the state.
Associate.
He was here for a while. As temporary, wasn't he?
Well, I don't think he's ever worked here.
So one obviously coming from the state, and that's confusion. So
Could be, yeah.
We need to get with Caleb.
Yeah, the perpetual easements.
Yeah.
Sure. Give him a copy of this. Point that out, and we should be good.
Okay. Thanks, Caleb.
Sure.
What else, Ron?
Well, we turned in an invoice, I believe, that may have you have that you may have had opportunity to review of our engineering that's ongoing, and I have a copy of that that is for myself, that, and I don't know if there's any questions at this point about any of that.
None.
Okay.
I don't, gentlemen.
Has Mary reviewed it? Is it in the pile today?
It's in your pile today. We contacted the landfill on Friday and asked them to get it here because we're trying to get all the bills paid.
Yes, and they did.
Out of this.
You bet.
And they sent it up to us, so we've got it in the pile. So you'll see it.
Okay. Would you like to approach the soil sampling issue at this point?
I'd like permission from the commissioners to move ahead with the geotech work down at the landfill.
Okay.
That estimate was $19,840.
Okay. Yep.
That's good. Do we have what we need in our upcoming budget?
Do we need a motion for that, Andy?
Cover this.
I have no idea. I'll have to check.
Okay.
We'll make sure that we
get the
check.
At this point in
time. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't hurt to have the money to pay it if we're going to.
Yeah, we shouldn't have to have a motion for it, but we can just give him the nod
to
go ahead. So.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's a nod. There, you got the nod.
I guess we can
get it done by tomorrow.
Jake,
you and Skylar are on it.
Skylar got enough to do with one day tomorrow.
I'm about done work today.
Well, yeah.
You got one more answer to give, so hang
okay. Okay.
Go ahead, Rob.
All right. It is actually time for our annual report to DEQ, our updated report as what we have accomplished, where we at, and have to have a calculated life left, which requires a survey. I believe that the current surveys that we have just done will adequately address that, but I will need a little help to put that part of it together from the engineers to supply to DEQ, in addition to the water monitoring report that they now are putting together for us.
Okay.
Done. We'll have to do a little bit more surveying to update what we did before, just for quantity, but it won't take much. So, but yeah,
what does that do?
It's annual.
Okay.
And it's flexible. It has been flexible for me into August. The permit was signed in July, the original. Therefore, July is the deadline, but July's our end year, so they've always been all right with compiling full information end of year for the report and turning it in August.
Okay. Very good. Mark will help you with
right
that.
Right week?
Yep.
Okay. What else, Ron?
I only have one other thing. You'll have to excuse me. I'm a little bit out of it right now. I'm sorry. My father's very, very ill. He is back in the Idaho Falls Hospital. He is still aware of his surroundings and who is there, but that's as good as it's going to get. And I'm troubled by not being there at a point when he knows I am there or I'm not there. And after that point, that's not an issue to me. But right now, I would like to continue to take as much time as I can from my job to spend with my father. I have us covered at the landfill. I'm assuming that this would be sick leave time. And if it's not, whatever it is fine.
Is it sick leave?
It's sick leave.
It's sick leave. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I have that accumulated.
Okay.
I just want you to know that my time spent the last couple of weeks has all either been sick leave or vacation for the entire account, because I haven't had an opportunity to be 100% at my job.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But the job is being done.
Yeah. And our best to your father.
Yeah. Thank you. The best for my father, hopefully, is soon.
You know, right. some, there are worse things than death.
Oh, far.
Yeah.
Far. Yeah. And I thank you for your consideration in that regard.
You bet.
I do have one other question that I would like to ask. When I get back there today, I'm going to be asked by Jesse and by my crew about his, is he going to be full-time?
Okay, so who's Jesse? Is he your part-time guy you've
had
for 3 years?
Yes, the three-year part-time guy, Woolbright, Jesse Woolbright. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, our budget is final on the 18th of July. We're in the process of getting everything pulled together, but the commissioners approved that additional staff person for you. It's in your budget.
So I can tell him that?
Once the budget is approved,
the
18th of July.
Approved on July 18th.
Okay, all right. That's... I'm just going to tell him I have to wait till the 18th of July to answer him, but for him to wait for the answer. Is that appropriate?
I don't think you have to wait till the 18th. He just won't go
into
action.
It just won't go
until the 18th. You can tell him whenever you'd like.
That's all.
It'll go, no.
No. Okay, I didn't think so.
That's not it.
Okay, all right, okay.
We are without funding from the 1st of July till the 18th of July. So until our budget is adopted on the 18th of July, everything's in the air. You could have your public hearing on the 17th of July and say, we're not going to do anything else. We're not finished yet. So anything that's approved on the 18th of July will be effective the 1st of July, but we're not approved yet.
Okay, so, well.
We're not done.
Tell him just that.
Okay. All I'm looking for is the answer I'm supposed to give him. And I'm looking for that from the person that knows.
That's the answer.
That's the answer.
Okay.
Okay. July 18th.
That's, thank you very much.
We need to ask the newspaper to hold that out?
No, she can put it in the paper if she wants to. That's the way it is. July 18th is when we'll adopt the budget.
It's advertised in the paper.
It will be advertised. We'll take official action. Everything's in the air today. Everything is in the air today. And will be in the air until the
18th. And if it's approved on the 18th, it's retroactive
to the 1st of July.
That is correct.
I just wanted to give him the answer you wanted me to give him, because at this point, I just want to be right.
Well, that's the answer.
Yeah, that's the right answer.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much. That's all I have.
Anything further, gentlemen?
Nope.
All right, excellent. Let's take a 5-minute break and we'll come back.
Excuse me.